This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Lawmakers in the U.S. Senate have passed a bill that would avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The bill was approved late Wednesday night by a vote of 87 to 11. The measure would temporarily fund the government until January for priorities including military construction, veterans affairs, transportation, housing, and the energy department. The rest of the government would be funded until February 2nd. The bill does not include a request from President Joe Biden for an extra $106 billion in emergency assistance for Israel and Ukraine and humanitarian funding for the Palestinians. The Democratic-controlled Senate passed the measure a day after it was approved by the Republican-led House. The spending bill now goes to President Biden for his signature. Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping vowed to stabilize their fraught relationship after holding their first meeting in more than a year Wednesday, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After talking for more than 4 hours at an estate outside San Francisco, the president had one big takeaway. If either he or Xi Jinping has a concern,
we should pick up the phone and call one another and we'll take the call.
There were other key agreements, from resetting military ties to curbing illicit fentanyl production. Xi said through an interpreter, this is not a winner-take-all showdown.
Planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed.
For President Biden, it comes down to trust.
I know the man. I know his modus operandi. We have disagreements. He has a different view than I have on a lot of things, but he's been straight.
Still, he's not changed his earlier view that Xi is a dictator.
In the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. Israel has so far rejected calls for a ceasefire, which it says would benefit Hamas, a position backed by Washington. But a pause in fighting has been discussed in negotiations mediated by Qatar to release some of the hostages being held by Hamas. Nigeria's labor unions have begun an indefinite strike to protest the beating of Nigerian Labor Congress President Joe Ajaero, allegedly by security agents earlier this month. The labor leader was attending an official function when he was picked up by authorities. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja.
For a second day Wednesday, the nationwide strike held firm. The strike is in response to the beating of the NLC president, Joe Ajaero, on November the 1st. Police have denied beating the NLC president. Police said agents only took Ajaero into protective custody to save him from an angry mob. Benson Upa is the spokesperson of the Nigerian Labour Congress. He says the NLC president is still recovering from the incident.
He was in a bad shape.
The unions also blame authorities for failing to honor agreements made to cushion the cost of living crisis triggered by government's economic reforms introduced in May. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Madagascar announced a nighttime curfew on Wednesday on the eve of a tense first round of presidential elections, which follow more than 6 weeks of protests that were put down with tear gas and violence. The move comes days after 10 of 12 opposition candidates pulled out of the race, saying current President Andry Rajoelina is ineligible to run and calling on their supporters to boycott Thursday's vote on the Indian Ocean island. Provisional results are expected to be released on November 24th. Police said there would also be a curfew the night after the announcement of the results. Just over 11 million people, out of a population of roughly 30 million, are registered to vote. Repeating our top story, lawmakers in the U.S. Senate have passed a bill that would avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The bill was approved late Wednesday night by a vote of 87 to 11. The measure would temporarily fund the government until January 19th for certain priorities, with the rest of the government will be funded until February. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.